Welcome to the Right to Reason podcast. I'm your host, Robert Stanley. I recently guested on our friend's YouTube channel, The Javier Javier Show, link in the show notes, where we brutally pranked a fundamentalist, homophobic Christian apologist. I'll add his link from his broadcast. It's called The Trinity Solution. That'll be in the show notes as well. I pull every radio prank trick in the book on this guy, including, but not limited to, assuming it's my turn to talk.
What the Bible says about homosexuality, and how does that translate to how you see the LGBTQ community when it comes to your faith?
Yeah, well, great question. I think the whole thing is...
Oh, wait, which one? Were you talking
to...
You said Robert.
Yeah, Robert Campanella.
Agreeing with him in an overly aggressive way.
The Leviticus 18 and 20. It's condemned explicitly three times in the New Testament.
Right. Intricately describing dirty sex acts. It's all part of the bit, but I even have to bleep out one part out of respect to the listeners. It gets pretty rough.
Strike two, sir.
With that.
Strike two. Javier, that's strike two.
Robert S., please refrain from that kind of language. You know, he's a religious person.
Okay, no. Okay, so let me rephrase with all due respect. If I unzip my pants, I take out my proverbial penalia, as it were. I then do what I have to do to cause it to become erect and engorged and hardened.
You get a hard one. Okay.
Well, okay, I don't... Yeah, that's what I wanted to say.
Yeah, you could be direct.
I mean no disrespect to Mr.
Don't use the curse word.
But the... I then insert it into the female buttocks area, talking over him. Can you?
I really have nothing to apologize for, but I just have this impulse to apologize to you.
Moaning sexually.
He is a personal God. I don't think it's possible that he was a necessary set of conditions for two reasons. Javier, can you mute him?
I can't even think of all of them right now, but I'm just generally being a dick to this guy. Many of you have told me that the Birds Aren't Real episode is our funniest episode released to date. I think this convo will challenge that ranking. I'll include that link in today's show notes as well, just in case you haven't seen it already. Let me know if you agree in the comments. If you, like most of our listeners, are hearing this via our podcast outlets, know that you're missing out on seeing this poor man's oblivious face as he tries to navigate an impossible conversation. The video for this can be found on YouTube. I've attached that link as well.
See that guy, all dressed in green. I go one day. He's not a man, he's a sex machine.
Okay, so Javier and I agreed in advance at the 30-minute mark we would begin the real game. My job would be to try to make him hang up, and Javier's job is to try to keep him online. That's when things get painfully cruel, and I kind of feel bad. A little.
It's the Right to Reason podcast.
This episode of the Right to Reason podcast is brought to you by our patrons and contributors like me. We have all recognized the value of the unrestrained marketplace of ideas and have decided to make a difference. You can make a difference too. Contribute at patreon.com/right and learn more about your right to reason at therighttoreason.com. Your activism is appreciated.
What's that muscle called?
Sphincter?
I put it in the sphincter. And I just...
I don't know, I'm just...
Right, no, you're right. Okay.
So basically what we're going to do is we're going to get this guy on. I'm going to leave twice, and we're going to... I think twice is good because, you know, say it twice. And then you can say some shit to him, and then we could...
When you come back, I'll act like he was the one that was rude.
Yeah. And then after that, once we I'll get back on track, and like you said, if I need to, you know, be like, Robert, stop, you know, or kind of calm you down and get you back in the right place. But we're gonna talk about homosexuality. It's gonna be a joke, and once we reach the 30-minute mark, then you're gonna go all out on them and
Yeah, like I was thinking maybe we'd string him along, but after the half hour, I don't try to be I don't try to string him along. I try to make him hang up, and you would try to keep him on, and you and I have our own little game going that he's oblivious to, and we'll see who wins. I think I'll win.
We're going to see about that. We're going to see.
This is what happens when atheists get bored and they start pranking Christians.
I know, right? This should be hilarious. So what I'll do is we'll hang up and I'll call you back. We're recording right now. So once I get him back on, I'm going to check with him and see if he's ready. If he is, then I'll call both of y'all and get y'all on the call. I think that's how that works, right?
Yeah, that'd be fine. And let me apologize to this man in advance. If he sees this later, I'm sorry. It was just your turn, sir. I'm going to say some horrible, horrible things to you. I don't even know you.
I wonder who's next.
There's predators and there's prey, my friend.
What's going on, Hobby Lobby? It's your boy Javier with the Javier Show. Make sure you say it twice. I got my two friends here, Robert Campanero from the Trinity Solutions. How you doing, Robert?
All right, Javier, how you doing, man?
I'm doing great. And I got my other friend here, Robert Stanley from the Right to Reason Podcast. How you doing, Robert?
Doing good.
All right. So we got the Battle of the Roberts, and we're going to talk about Christianity, and we're going to get into homosexuality, talk a little bit about God, and see where the conversation takes us. So how are you fellas doing? And, you know, who wants to pop this thing off?
Well, go ahead, Robert.
So I think one question would just be where do you start from? And your belief in God and Christianity, are you anti-LGBTQ? Are you a Calvinist? You believe in a literal hell? Like, you know, just the quick rundown. Just I don't want to strawman anything or put you in a situation where you'd say like, hey, that's not what I think. don't accuse me of that. You know.
Yeah. If you know anything about Calvinism, the Reform perspective, that would be me. So obviously, I would. Be against LGBTQ, RSTUVWXYZ, and whatever else.
Did you know that John Calvin was actually a homosexual himself?
That's an absurd statement, Robert. Come on.
Well, okay, so he wasn't openly gay, but his friend. Andrew Weisberg, I believe was his name, is a gentleman. They wrote to one another very regularly, and the letters were intimate. I don't want to get too graphic for any listeners that might be of the younger persuasion or what have you, but there was reference to, I believe he described his thigh as pale white. Like remember in Song of Solomon when he talked about the white breast?
Yeah,
that's how John Calvin described his friend's inner thighs.
Okay, you will have to get me this, and I will take a look at it. but obviously, Calvin didn't publicize this, right?
This is not widely spread information. I do recall him referring to another part of his friend's anatomy as two eggs and
okay,
a hanky.
But the point is, back in those days, they
spoke very, very, but, you know, two eggs and a hanky wouldn't be a joke to them.
I will check your references and I'll see what they actually testes. Say. But the point I'm making is,
I don't know what the word would be for,
Can you guys hear me? Because I keep talking.
Yeah. Let Robert Campanero respond real quick and give you his feedback on that.
Yeah. As I said, send me those resources. I'll take a look at them. Balls. I'll see what they actually say. If John Calvin was a homosexual himself, he obviously didn't publicize it. And the reason he didn't publicize it was because he condemned it. And so if he partook in an activity in which the Bible explicitly condemns, and so he condemned it himself, That would explain why he never went public with it. So I'm not saying, hey, I'm not painting John Calvin out as, you know, as if he was the ultimate standard for Christianity or the ultimate standard for a Christian. John Calvin had many flaws. His sacralism was definitely a big flaw.
Yeah.
Hey,
so,
yeah. Hey, so, fellas, yeah, I'm having a few, I'm having some interference going on right now. Give me 1 second. I'll be right back. Okay.
All right. We'll be good.
Yeah, we promised.
He was a straight to be honest. Well, cat on the screen.
Yeah.
Cat.
Yeah, this is gonna
be a problem. One thing John Calvin never got much of. Get it? Because he liked the booty. He was a booty guy. Look at that.
All right, so
you really have never heard about John Calvin?
No,
sucking dicks. Oh,
man. Okay. One thing we're going to do here is we're going to respect each other's beliefs. All right, that kind of language will not be tolerated.
Sorry about that,
will
guys.
Will not be tolerated.
Hey,
I just had a big discussion. I just had a big discussion with another Christian yesterday about this.
Hey, what's going on? We good?
I just said we're gonna have this discussion in a respectful manner. Absolutely. I'm gonna respect him.
Please respect each other. You're both reasonable guys. I want to make sure that we're on. Sorry about that.
Full disclosure, Javier. When you left, Mr. Conorero got a little rude.
Campanero.
He got a little rude with me, and I got upset. Well, initially, yeah, and I got a little upset. We're okay now. I apologize to you, Mr. Canero,
No. Explain to me how I got rude with you.
We both got a little worked up.
Let's calm it down. Let's start back from where we were. I'm here with Robert Campanero from the Trinity Solutions on YouTube, Robert Stanley from the Right to Reason podcast. Had some interference going on. I think I got it under control. All right, so we were talking about homosexuality in the Bible, and I believe we were talking about the Calvinists. But let's get directly into what the Bible says about homosexuality. As we all know, the Bible condemns homosexuality explicitly, and there's a pretty good amount of verses in there that said that a man should not lie with another man. And, or a woman with a woman, as a man would lie with a woman, in those explicit statements. So what is your take on it, Robert Campanero, as far as what the Bible says about homosexuality, and how does that translate to how you see the LGBTQ community when it comes to your faith?
Yeah, well, great question. I think the whole thing is...
Oh, wait. Which one? Were you talking...
You said Robert.
Yeah, Robert Campanero. Okay. I know you're both Robert. Okay.
You know what? If he wants to go ahead. I just assumed you were talking to me.
Yeah, I want you to lay out your position and then let him respond. Sorry about that.
I'll go.
Robert. The other Robert Campanero.
Robert C.
Yes. Robert. I'll say Robert C and Robert S to clear it up.
There you go.
Inferno.
Homosexuality is explicitly condemned in Scripture. Leviticus 18 and 20. It's condemned explicitly 3 times in the New Testament.
Right.
So there's no question about that. As far as how that affects the LGBT community, some Christians may disagree with me on what I'm about to say, but this is my position. I believe a homosexual can be saved.
Right.
Okay. Because I'm saved and I sin all the time. Now, I don't condone my sin. When I do sin, I repent. And there's some sins I struggle with. So, God forgives me. So it's my position that if the homosexual repents of that, that's probably and acknowledges
we're going to give you a chance to respond. Please be respectful, Robert.
I was agreeing with him. Absolutely.
Okay. Yeah, I think he was agreeing.
All right.
Yeah.
My audio might be a little different. So if I talk over you, I apologize. Sometimes it sounds like you stop talking.
Okay.
Yeah, but...
And then you'll pick right back up. And I'm like, wait, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to do that.
Yeah, okay. It could be the delay.
That's when I start talking again. Is it doing it right now?
Yeah. Robert C., finish up your statement. I'll let Robert S. respond.
Okay, yeah. So I think if a homosexual, and as a matter of fact, my sister is a lesbian. Okay, now she's an unrepentant lesbian. But I believe if she repents, just like any other homosexual or lesbian, if they repent of that and they acknowledge before God that what they're doing is wrong and they ask God for forgiveness and they ask God to please help them, I believe those people can be saved because salvation is through faith in Christ, not by works.
That's not, I would so, say.
Okay, go ahead, Robert S. What do you have to say in response to his statements?
Your lesbian sister, does she have a girlfriend?
She does, yeah.
And are they regularly engaging in? I want to choose my words carefully. I don't want to offend you.
Yeah, are they having sex? I don't know, to be honest with you. I would imagine they are, but I certainly don't want to hear about it. So she hasn't disclosed any of that.
They go all the way.
Vagina. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. Have no idea. Yeah, I would imagine
not necessarily lesbian if it doesn't include the vagina, right? Like if I kiss a woman, that's not gay. But if I go down on a woman, is that gay?
I think if you kissed a woman kissed a woman
on her vagina.
Well, that's heterosexual. You're a man.
Right, but why is it wrong for a woman to do it?
Because she's a woman.
Oh, okay. I get what Robert S. is trying to ask. Is it strictly intercourse that's the problem in the Bible, or is it like is there certain acts that's considered? Like,
okay, yeah.
Can I fuck a woman in the ass? Would that be
second strike two, sir?
Would that
strike two, Javier?
Robert S. Please refrain from that kind of language. You know, he's a religious person.
Okay, no. Okay, so let me rephrase with all due respect. If I unzip my pants, I take out my proverbial penalia, as it were. I then do what I have to do to cause it to become erect and engorged and hardened.
You get a hard one. Okay.
Well, okay, I don't, yeah, that's what I wanted to say.
Yeah, you could be direct.
I mean no disrespect to Mr.
Don't use the curse words.
But I then insert it into the female buttocks area between the two, what's that muscle called?
Sphincter?
I put it in the sphincter. And I just...
I don't know, I'm just...
Right,
just
no, you're right. Something. Okay. And I, let's say I'm enjoying it, and I continue until the inevitable occurs. I believe, ejaculating semen into the sphincter with my engorged penalia. Yeah,
I think we got it.
All due respect. So,
okay.
At that moment, say I were to then... go down and put my mouth there and in vibe.
Okay, you don't have to go any further. You have just engaged in sex with that woman. So
It's called felching.
Let Robert see.
Not a dirty word. Not a dirty word.
Okay, so Robert C., go ahead and give me. Yeah, I think what he's trying to ask is, is it certain actions that are homosexual? And if so, can a man be considered homosexual for engaging in certain acts that, in your worldview, would be considered a homosexual act with another woman?
In the bottom hole.
Yes.
Is the bottom hole gay? The sphincterus.
Yes. Any sexual act with a member of the same sex is an act of homosexuality and explicitly condemned by scripture.
But is it wrong to put the perspective penalia into the sphincteris of a woman?
Of a woman.
That's a good question. I don't know. As far as I know, the Bible doesn't explicitly condemn that. It might. So if somebody wants to correct me, please do. I do know that any other sexual activity that a man and a woman would engage in is basically sanctioned by scripture.
Right.
You know, intercourse in any position would be fine. Oral sex is fine. You know, anything goes. The marriage bed is undefiled.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, because I want to bring up a point. In the Bible, I believe it was Abraham who spilled his seed and God was upset with him. Am I mistaken?
What's his name?
It could have been
Onan.
Yeah, and God was very upset with him for wasting his seed. And from what I understand is if he does engage with certain sexual acts with a woman and he's wasting his seed, and that would displease God as well. Am I not mistaken?
There's
masturbation.
Yeah. That scripture is interpreted differently by different people. Some people do believe that the fact that it was wasted in that sense, that it was a sin. So so masturbation would then be a sin. Yeah, but people interpret that also, passage different ways. So I can't really, I think,
right.
If I'm not mistaken, I think what
whole,
he was supposed
the whole thing
to.
That,
Hey, Robert S. I know your audio is delaying. I don't know. Can you hear me
guys are coming in great now. I apologize. I'm sorry, okay. Mr. Confero.
Yeah. So I'll speak to you about that.
Right.
Oh, this is gonna be crazy. I still hear interference going on. Can y'all give me one more chance to fix this?
Yeah. Sure.
All right. Thank you. I'll be right back.
You know, you are a bigot.
Define bigot.
You think just because somebody has different sexual preference or is gay that they are lesser than you or sinful or... You think you're better than those people?
Prove it.
And, well, I mean, you think they deserve to go to hell, don't you?
Everybody deserves to go to hell.
Where do you get off, man? How do you get off not believing the scripture? Are you kidding me?
Where do you get off not
it's,
believing
it's the absolutely I would have to be a total idiot to believe the Bible. A total idiot to believe the Bible.
Why?
It's got people living in a fish. And what kind of moron believes the world was covered in a flood? That is the stupidest that's kid school stuff, man. That's Sunday school shit.
If God exists, then a man can live in a fish or a whale or a sea creature, which is really the actual translation
sound,
of that.
You sound like a child. Like, this is the most immature thing. Like you pay taxes. You contribute to society.
Yeah.
Like,
okay,
how
so
do you,
God doesn't how do exist. How do you explain? How do you explain thing? The universe? God, okay, God does
how do
not
I explain
exist.
The universe?
Yeah.
I tell you, you can't survive in a fish, and you want me to explain the damn universe? What does that have to do with anything?
What I'm saying is if God exists,
can a man live in a fish?
If God exists, a man can live in a fish? He can live anywhere.
Well, anything can happen.
Exactly.
That is the most ridiculous thing, and frankly, it's fascinating.
If God exists, there's nothing's impossible.
Hey Javier.
Hey, I'm back. Hey. I'm back. Y'all good? Everything good?
Well, he's saying.
If you don't mind, Mr. Confero, if you don't mind, Javier, I want to be blunt and frank with you, sir. While you were gone, Mr. Canero got very rude.
That's strike three.
What happened? What
he
happened?
He knows my name is not Canero.
Campanero.
Campanero.
That's what I said. But anyway, I apologize about the name, but while you were gone, Javier, full disclosure, I know this is not how you like to do your show. The guy got very rude. He used profanities. He yelled at me.
This is being recorded. They will see that you're lying, sir.
We will find out, sir.
That you're lying.
We will find out.
Look.
Oh, my God.
Play it back.
Look. I need...
Play the audio back.
I can't watch it while I'm recording. I can't. I can only watch it after the recording.
It's going to be fun to watch.
Well, you can take my word for it.
Well, no, we don't have to take... No, Javier doesn't have to take anybody's word for it. He's going to watch it, and he's going to say, no profanity came out of my mouth.
Okay.
I think it might have. It might
have. Look, I don't know what's going on. I consider both of y'all to be, you know, great friends. I've never seen anyone of y'all disrespect
each other. I think nothing but respectful to me.
All right, so let's forget about what just happened. Let's get back on track. Let's shift directions.
Well, I think we should talk about the existence of God next, because he challenged me on God's existence and accused me of believing in, you know, children's stories by believing that a man lived inside a fish.
I never said that.
Okay,
Javier,
this
is being recorded. You
I never
did
say
that. Something
I never,
about
I never
childhood fellas, stories
let's,
or something.
Let,
like
let's,
that.
Let's shift that way. Let's shift that way on the existence of God. So, let's leave the homosexuality out of it for now. And let's just focus on God. I'm gonna do a retake on this. I'm here with Robert Campanero from the Trinity Solutions on YouTube. Go check it out. And I'm here with my other friend, Robert Stanley, from the Right to Reason podcast. Go check them out. We're going to shift gears, and we're going to talk about the existence of God. So this time I'm going to let Robert S. get started, and then he can explain why he thinks God is not real. And then I'll let Robert C. respond, and then we can take it from there. Go ahead, Robert S.
Before I begin, I think it would only be fair to ask Mr. Campanero a question. Would you agree to remain polite for the remainder of the conversation?
That question implies that I've been impolite.
I'm
and
not.
I deny
see,
the. I deny.
You're straw-manning me. That's straw-man.
Well, I'm.
Well,
we're all going to
be. I'll
be
polite if you be polite. How's that?
Well.
Sounds
well,
good. Right?
I've been. I'm going to continue my polite tenaciousness the whole time.
Even though you've expressed profanity a number of times.
Polinity. I will keep my polinity. And I only hope you will keep your polinity, sir. You have not pollinated.
I don't even know what that word means.
Let's talk about,
we came here to talk about things. Let's talk about things, okay? Yeah. This isn't personal. This is...
Okay. Reset. All right. Let me ask you this question, sir. In the ethos, as it were, the metaphysical, universal, from a more of a teleological look of the Christian view, the atheist view, and the ways that these things might compatibilize, confernalize with the entirety of physics, right, of cosmology. If that were to be turned around on its head, looking at it from the other angle, would you be willing to put the shoe on the other foot, sir?
I'm not sure I understand what you're asking.
I think you know exactly what I don't think you want to answer the question.
Javier, do you know what he's... Can you explain to me what he's asking?
Okay. I'm guessing, Robert S., I don't want to misrepresent your position, but I think what he's asking is if you were not Christian...
Thank you.
You had to flip the script,
right,
if you wasn't a Christian, do you see the problem in how the problems in Christianity and the arguments put forth from Christian perspective on the flaws in Christianity?
Sure.
If I wasn't a Christian,
That's not what I mean. You weren't listening.
Okay.
So neither one of us understand
what you were saying. Okay.
No, Javier had it right. Let me ask you this way. If you were to hypothetically put yourself in the shoes of another, you know, two sides to a coin. Can we agree to that? There's two sides to a coin?
Yep.
Sure. What would you then say about cosmology from that perspective.
From the atheist perspective?
No. Javier, I can't with the, I think I'm trying to be clear. Am I being unclear, Javier?
Like, could you tell him,
tell him again. Tell him again for me, because
he said there's two sides of the coin. So how would you see it from that perspective?
No.
What perspective?
Jesus.
Right.
No, Robert C.
Strike three. Javier. It's been great. It's been great.
Wait. What's going on? Hold on. Let me just talk to you, Robert.
I did not mean to offend at all.
Let's try to flip it around. Let's clear things down. Robert C., tell us why you believe in God, and then we'll let him respond, because clearly there's a... Maybe you're not understanding the question or whatever the case may be. So tell him why...
I didn't realize you didn't understand either,
so it's not just me.
No, I didn't realize the term JC would offend you. I won't... Well, earlier...
You're a Christian, but I didn't know that blaspheming the name of your God was going to offend you. Come on,
earlier,
man.
I said dick and ass. And
Robert.
I'm saying what I said. It's like saying the N-word. I'm not really saying it. Robert, I'm just saying.
Atheism in all its glory.
Robert S.
It's like
ladies
the
and gentlemen, this is on YouTube.
Would you?
This is atheism.
I know Robert C. He's a respectful guy. We had a great conversation on his channel on the Trinity Solutions. Go check that out. He's a reasonable guy. He makes reasonable arguments. And we're going to let him put forth his argument. And then we're going to give you another chance to actually respond with something of logical, rational dialogue. So let's try this again. And Robert C., you take it from here. Explain your position on God and why you believe in God. And if you want, address why atheism to you may be irrational or maybe missing some of
Thank you. Thank you for the question. I don't think atheism is irrational.
He was asking me.
He was asking you?
Yeah.
I want to make sure that I'm making my C's and S's clear. Robert C., please go ahead. Try to be respectful, Robert S.
Robert S. here. Okay. Yeah. The
no,
issue between
All right. There's some audio going on.
Can I reference Kant? Are you familiar with C.W. Kant?
Hey, Robert C.
The philosopher.
Robert S. I'm going to have to mute you if
I'm sorry.
If you don't let Robert C. Go ahead and talk.
Go ahead,
Robert C.
Capanero.
Okay. Why does God exist? Why do I believe that atheism is irrational? Okay,
why
because
Robert S., I'm going to mute you.
Please do,
Give me a second, Robert C. I'm going to try to mute Robert S. I'm going to have to mute you until he finishes speaking, and then I'm going to have to unmute you to let you respond as soon as I figure it out. Go ahead, Robert C.
Right.
I think I muted him.
Okay, yeah. Hopefully.
Yeah, I've never done this on Skype before, so bear with me.
All right. Metaphysically, we know God is a necessary being. If there was ever a time when there was nothing, there would still... What's he?
I think he's still talking. I don't think he realizes that he's muted. Go ahead. I hear you.
All right. If there was ever a time when there was nothing, okay, there would still be... Javier, he's being an idiot in the background, and I'm just not gonna do this, man. Come on, Javier, you asked me to come on here and have an intelligent discussion, and this guy's acting like a complete.
He's usually respectful. I don't know what's going on.
Okay, I'm back.
Hold on. I did not
realize I was muted. I apologize. Go ahead, Mr. Campanaire. Go ahead. I won't talk over you. I did not know I was muted at the time, and I speak very expressively.
I don't know why this thing won't go back on mute. Bear with me, Robert C. Go ahead.
I won't say a word.
Okay. Go ahead, Robert C. I can't figure out a mute.
All right. Metaphysically, God is necessary. God is a necessary being. If there was ever a time when there was nothing, there would still be nothing, because the first principle of metaphysics is out of nothing, nothing comes. So therefore, there had to have always been something.
Probably.
Come on now, I'm trying. Oh God. No, come on, Robert S.
I agree with him.
Okay, continue, Robert C.
Okay. All right. So we have our necessary being. Now the question is, so if that's God, well then, yeah, we've answered the question: does God exist? Now the question is, but is this God a personal God, or is he just an impersonal God, like a necessary set of conditions? Well, I think he is a personal God. I don't think it's possible that he was a necessary set of conditions for two reasons. Javier, can you mute him?
Give me a second. Do you know how to mute? You familiar with Skype?
I'm not. No, I don't.
I should have did this on Zoom. Gosh. Remove from call. C4 video. Send message. He's being quiet now. You can continue. I'm still trying to figure out how to mute.
Don't worry. He'll start up as soon as I start talking again. All right. So
I promise I won't.
All right. So we have our necessary being. The question is this being impersonal being, such as a necessary set of conditions? Well, I think it's personal for two reasons. Number one, if it's because the cause is eternal.
Right.
So if the cause is eternal, what we know about the cause and effect structure of the universe is that the effect would be eternal. But we know that the effect, namely the universe, is not eternal. The universe is temporal. Therefore, the cause could not have been an impersonal set of conditions.
Well, okay? Why not just say that it always was? I mean, we would both agree nothing can't exist.
That's a fair question. If you can write that down, hold that thought, I'll get to that. But I wanted to finish what I was saying. Okay, that's one
about
reason.
Nothing.
Hey, come on, Robert S. Let him finish. You'll be finishing in a sec. He's laying out his Okay, go ahead, Robert.
So that's one reason why we necessarily infer that the cause was personal, not impersonal, because if the cause was impersonal, the effect would be
interpersonal.
If the cause was an eternal, impersonal cause, then the effect would also be eternal. The effect is not eternal, it's temporal.
Because,
therefore, the effect is not eternal.
Are you saying that in the sense of eternality or interpersonality, prospectively?
I'm not done speaking.
Okay, look, we're at the 30, we're over the 30-minute mark, so... Robert S, I'm doing everything I can to figure out how to mute you because you won't let him finish his
I'm asking questions.
I'll try to ignore him.
I'm asking him. He doesn't want to answer questions.
So
want to answer questions.
First, because I'm not done talking, sir.
Well, answer my question.
I will after I'm done talking.
You wouldn't
he
answer any of my questions
about
homosexuality.
The existence of God, and that's what I'm trying to do. And you
asked you if you had ever had anal sex before, and you wouldn't answer that. Why would I expect you to be able to answer a question about the eternality of God?
Where
do you get off, sir?
What did I mean?
Can you answer that? Where do you get off?
Javier, okay, so we have our... So we have our eternal cause. So we know that there is always something. Okay.
Right.
We have one reason for believing that this eternal cause was a personal cause. Here's the second reason.
How do you know?
Our uniform and repeated experience.
How do you know?
Which is the basis of all scientific reasoning. Information derives exclusively from intelligence.
Mr. Quintero, answer my question.
Notice that is a scientific
premise. Where is your evidence on...
Uniform
and
repeated experience is the basis of all scientific reasoning, and based upon that,
we
know that information derives
it's sensitive inside the
premise
sphincter.
Two, DNA is a vast repository.
A penis
of
inside the anus has
it is
even higher levels of sensitivity.
Look,
than
I'm listening to you, Robert C.
Javier,
Robert
sorry.
C.
I'm sorry, Hop.
The viewers know that you're making your argument, and Robert S. is being rude, and you're not.
I don't mean to be Javier.
You're not making atheism or atheists look good right now because he's trying to lay out his argument, and you're talking over him. I can't mute you, so. I'm trying to let him talk over you because I'm listening to what he's saying so I can understand
his argument. He's not going to stop.
Mr. Caponera, if you would give me a chance to apologize to you, sir.
I don't accept your apology because I don't believe it's sincere. I have no reason.
Are you calling me a liar?
I have no reason. Absolutely. Absolutely.
How dare you?
You've given me all the evidence that would suggest that you are lying when you say you are. And it's all on tape, or digital, or whatever you want to call it.
Yeah, I'm going to have to rewatch this later.
Javier, this isn't going to work, my friend. I'm sorry. It's just not going to work.
Look, well, Mr. Caponera.
I want my viewers to see your channel, Robert Caponera. I want them to go check out the Trinity Solutions channel, because you bring up some good arguments over there in our conversation. And this was my chance to get you on the show to let other people see. And I couldn't mute him, but I still want you to finish your argument about the existence of God, at least so my viewers can see it. If he starts
I'm not going to be able to, Javier.
Well, I can still hear you, even though he's talking.
If you want to go grab another atheist, who wants to have an intelligent, reasonable, respectful discussion, fine.
Hold on. I give you my word, Javier.
This isn't going to work.
I will not interrupt Mr. Cantaloupe again, and I will not insult him in any way.
Crap.
We're gonna give this one more go, because I really want you just got into your argument, Robert C., and I was finding it very interesting, and I want my viewers to hear the Christian argument laid out, and I was hearing you even though he was talking. I could still hear you, and I want my listeners to hear it, because I want to bring you back on the show so me and you can have a personal conversation. So if he starts talking again, just make your argument, finish your argument. And that way they can hear it. That way we can set up something for later.
Well, you successfully muted him before.
I did, and maybe he can unmute himself, or maybe it.
I did actually find where I could unmute myself. I won't use it though.
Okay.
You have my word. I won't use it. Let me ask you something, Mr. Content.
Well, wait a minute. Javier wants me to finish my argument. So.
And Psalms, 119:121. I have done judgment. And justice, leave me not to mine oppressors.
Sir, you are not controlling the conversation. Javier is the moderator. He's going to control. He's going to direct.
Good.
He's the
Let
director
not the
of
crowd
director,
oppress
the
me.
Director of Robert activities.
S. Mine yes.
I am not answering that question. For I am doing salvation. What Javier tells me
this
to
is,
do.
This is my mine show. And I, Robert S., you're better than Lord. This. You're better than this. Go ahead and finish your argument, Robert. So let's get it out and let the viewers decide for themselves. Yeah, and we can get to that. We just got to let him finish his argument. I want my viewers to hear his argument because I've already promised people that this was going to come out, and I'll have to do some editing, but I want to hear
that's
his
what
argument.
You promised people, my friend.
Yeah. Yes. I would like to ask Caponera a question.
Too bad.
Okay, so
unless Javier says, go ahead.
What's too bad?
Let's do this, Robert C.
Why are you looking at me like that, man?
If he promises to,
why are you mad dogging me, dog?
Hey, if he promises to be quiet when you finish your argument, will you let him pose a question to you?
Caponera, don't mad dog me. You think because you're on the other side of a Skype camera that you can just look at me however you want?
Hey, Robert S.
What are you smirking at me for, pal?
Look, Robert S.
You got beef?
If you can pose your question,
bring the Mrs. Dash. All right, bring the Tony Sacheres. We'll grill.
Robert.
Is that a joke?
Thank you for being
here. Javier.
Is that a joke?
This is crazy, right?
I apologize.
Can you?
I really have nothing to apologize for, but I just have this impulse to apologize to you.
Okay, look,
the behavior of your other guest.
This is what I'm going to do. This is what I'm going to do.
I believe Mr. Caponera has had anal sex.
Stay right there, Robert C. Stay right there, Robert C. I'm going to.
Have you had anal sex?
I'm going to make a phone call and see if I can get another atheist on the show and see if
Jesus Christ had anal sex.
Yeah.
Did you know that?
And then Javier, see if you can do that. I will definitely be here. I have all day.
John Calvin liked it up the booty hole.
Hey, Robert, stop saying stuff. Give me a sec. I'll be right back.
Well, wait a minute. Hold, Javier.
It's just us now, buddy. Your buddy left.
Yeah, well, I'm leaving too. I'll be back when he's back.
You're not safe.
Can you hear me?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm just waiting on Caparera.
He left. Do you want me to leave again and wait for him to come back, or do you want me to stay here?
But all you know is that he's not in front of the camera. You don't know that he left.
He took his headphones out. What did he say before he left?
I can't believe he's still on. I can't believe you're winning. And that's the whole point that I am. Hold on. It's hilarious. What if he's like a fucking genius and he like pulled the cord out so he could look? That's why I believe that.
Yeah.
Javier, as soon as you left, Mr. Caponera Bread got really angry and yelled at me and then walked away.
What did he say?
Three times in a row. That's your third strike.
Javier, were you able to find somebody else?
Yeah, he said he's going to call me back in 5 minutes to let me know if he can do it.
Okay, well, I'm done appearing with this guy.
Well,
okay.
So I'm sorry, Mr. Cappuccino.
I'm gonna keep an eye on them on a monitor. When I see that he's up, I will be back. But I'm watching.
So do you want to say anything before you leave? Because this is a great moment for you to make your case, because right now you've been respectful, and I think you should at least say something before you leave. That way, if I need to put this out or if I need to put a clip out, I can show that you actually were respectful.
Yeah, anything that I try to say, he's going to talk over, like he's doing right now,
What?
And so there's no point in even trying to say anything, Javier.
What?
Yeah. I'm sorry about
that. So I just. Find your other guy. You said you found your other guest good.
Yeah. Gonna be about 5 minutes.
As soon as he comes on, like I said, I will be watching the monitor. So as soon as he's up, I'll see that, and then I'll come back.
Yeah. Okay, Robert S. This is bad. So, I want to say this on behalf of Robert C.
You lasted 15 minutes, my friend. But that counts. Even though he didn't hang up, that still counts.
Yeah, we had 41 minutes. We're 42 minutes on. So, well, thank y'all.
45 total, but we agreed after the 30, I get the points.
Yeah.
Whatever.
So, I appreciate y'all for watching the Javier show. We wanted to do something lighthearted. We wanted to.
Here's why I feel horrible. It's like, it started out so much fun, and like halfway through, I'm just picking on this nice old man and it pissing him off. And then it got funny to me again when he got angry. But for like, there was like a solid 10 minutes of me being a total jackass that I really felt bad. And then it comes back, like it was coming in waves.
Mm.
Anyway.
Yeah. That was interesting. This is a little lighthearted thing that we did. Thank you, Robert S., for, you know, being the guy to bring the heat.
Go to Mr. Cappuccino.
Now we got a call.
You laughed two times. Yeah. It was with the two eggs and a hanky. And then when I was describing the prospective penalia. No. When I was talking about felching. He was like, yes. Yeah. I think that's where it was the funniest, and then it got like angry, and then it got funny again.
I think it was interesting. I was listening in when I walked away, and that was, oh man, you said you're a bigot. this was a joke, guys. This was a joke. So don't think that we honestly meant to attack Mr. Campanero. He's a great guy. And what we're going to do is we're going to get him back on, and we're going to explain the joke to him. So let's do that, Robert S.
No, I'm not going to be here for that. You're on your own, motherfucker.
You gotta let him know that you were just playing.
He's not gonna find that funny, dude. There is no way to smooth this over. He is not gonna find that. I said something like John Calvin fucked Jesus up the ass. He's not letting that go.
Yeah, I didn't know you were gonna go that far.
Something like that. I said a lot of things. I don't know. I told my daughter to leave the room. I'm like, hey, you can't listen to this one. Sorry, kid.
Yeah, I don't even know if he's going to come back and check to see if you're gone. So you want me to just tell him?
Right now, he's like, I hate these goddamn communist atheist motherfuckers. I love that part where he's like, this is atheism, folks. Like, no, it's not.
You think so you want me to tell him by myself that it was a joke? And how do
I don't know what you're gonna do, because you said you'd find somebody else. You put yourself in a corner on that one. I was just trying to get him to hang up. Once you said you'd find somebody else, granted that extended it. That was smart, but
that was me trying to keep him on.
That was smart, but now I don't know what you're gonna do.
He's going to see the episode and he's going to realize it's a joke, but I will tell him ahead of time. That way he's comfortable with me putting the episode out.
I got an idea. What if I make a new Skype name and you say, I've got another atheist for you. His name is Bill de Blasio, whatever the fuck. And then I pop up on there and I'm like, you motherfucking bigot. You thought you could. You want to try that?
Hell nah, man.
Come on. That'd be hilarious.
We already passed 45.
I don't know
minutes.
What's too far.
So, I know.
It'd be funny, right?
Maybe we could do this again with somebody else. Maybe
we could do it again.
She get Dallas Duff. But yeah, let's cut this out. I got work to do. Thank y'all for coming to the Javier Show. Robert Stanley in the house from the Right to Reason podcast. Go check it out. Go subscribe. Listen to him
today. The show is not like this.
Yes, he's a very good guest.
It has funny stuff. It has funny, but not
the bird guy. The bird guy.
The bird guy was funny.
And Robert Campanero from the Trinity Solutions on YouTube. Go check it out. Go subscribe.
You're still trying to be
my Christian subscribers.
There's no way you can show this man respect. You would have been more disrespectful to him than me, because he trusted you. He trusted you, Javier. He doesn't even know me.
Don't try to turn this on me now at the last minute. All right, folks, like this video, share this video, subscribe to the channel if you're new, and at least share this video at least twice. Till next time. Mwah. Hey, Robert.
Yeah, real quick. Are you still recording?
I am.
Okay.
I was explaining. Yeah.
Okay. I know. I think this is a complete wash. If you want to post something, for anybody to get any kind of derive anything serious from it, it's a complete wash. But I would like a copy of the raw footage, if you can make that available, because I have some people that I would like to see it.
I gotta tell you,
lawyer. For education purposes, but not on questions of whether God exists or not.
He went back to the kitchen, and his wife is like, "You need to get the lawyer involved. We're gonna fuck this atheist motherfucker."
Robert Campanero, this was a joke. I'm gonna tell you this off the muscle. We were playing a prank on you. This was a prank. We wanted to. We saw a video of somebody else doing the same thing, and we thought it would be funny to see how long you would stay on if he was being rude to you.
I am not an asshole. I'm actually a very nice guy.
Are you serious?
Yeah, this was a joke from the very beginning.
You can look at my podcast. I never talk to people like this ever.
Javier.
See, I told you he wouldn't even be mad at me. He'd be mad at you because you're the one. He doesn't even care that I did it. He doesn't know me. I'm just some asshole to him. You betrayed this man. Look at his face.
He trying to turn it on me.
I'm sorry I kept saying your last name wrong, by the way. I thought it'd be funnier if I did that.
It was a joke, Robert Campanero. We wanted to see how long you would last.
I lasted as long as I did out of respect for you, my friend.
That was part of the joke, to see if I could keep you on, and he tried to get you off. And you did great. You did great. You actually, you know, broke a record.
He hates you.
I know.
He doesn't even hate me. He's just like, well, that's a typical atheist. They have no morals. But this guy,
I wasn't thinking that. I wasn't thinking that. That's why I said go get another one, because I'm sure that we're not going to get a repeat of that.
Yeah, I wanted to see if you would last long enough to actually keep trying to have the conversation going.
I stand corrected. I really thought he would be angry, Mr. Campanero. You are a great sport, dude. I did not know Christians had a sense of humor like that, and I am sorry. I meant nothing that I said. You're a really cool dude, man.
You're really cool, and I thought it would be lighthearted. You know, politics and religion is a very tough subject that we always talk about, and I thought it'd be nice to have, you know, a little joke on the channel, but you did great. You did great.
You two guys should have went into acting. I bought it hook, line, and sinker.
Javier laughed twice.
If you guys are serious.
We're not messing with you now. But Javier laughed twice. And I thought for sure, I was watching your eyes, man. I was watching I thought for sure you caught it. But it was when I said two eggs and a hanky. And when, I'm not going to offend you right now, but when I was talking about the butt stuff, and he laughed both times. And I was like, oh no, because it's not going to work. But I didn't think he would keep you. That was his job, was to keep you on. So here's the whole thing. This actually had nothing to do with you. This was he and I were listening to like one of those prank podcast things, and we said, let's do this. Let's just pick a Christian. And he's like, all right, well, you pick one of yours. And he demanded that I pick like the first person that pops up on my phone when I pulled up. And I called that person. He said he couldn't do it. And then I said, okay, now you do one. And he goes, okay, I'm first person, and you were just the first thing that popped up, and then I was like, you have to do this, and he's like, not this guy. Like, I've talked to a lot of a-holes, Robert, not this guy, and I'm like, no, that'll make it funnier, because you'll feel bad. So, anyway, I'm not trying to say, like, it was peer pressure for him. If anything, he peer pressured me, and then he had to stand up to the thing he made me do. It's just my guy didn't come through. You were actually nice enough to come. So I say all that to say, like, none of this had anything to do with you. Ask Javier. I wouldn't trust me right now at all, but I'm just saying.
Are you actually an atheist?
Yeah. I host an atheist podcast. I make it more about, well, actually, Javier does more politics than I do. But I do more philosophy, I think. Would that be fair? I don't know. You kind of do a little philosophy.
Yeah.
But I would love for you to come on the podcast sometime, and I give you my word on my kids. I swear to you, I would not be disrespectful to you, but I would love to talk to you in real life.
Sure. Seem like I can just hang up. Definitely. I would love to do that. Yeah, absolutely.
I got to get out of here. Mr. Robert Campanero, I apologize, and you are an awesome guy.
You too, sir.
I will connect
and
y'all.
You're an awesome actor.
Now go get your fucking shine box.
Get it right for the line from
Goodfellas.
I'll connect y'all so that you can go on.
All right, all right. You guys have a good one.
All right, man.
All right, Robert.
Echo, 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 Andy.
Thank you to Javier, and Mr. Campanero. Thank you to Dave Blair at DaveBlairMusic.com. Thank you to FeedSpot.com for our top 10 atheist podcasts classification for the Right to Reason podcast. Find their link in today's show notes. Thank you to our patrons. You can support this broadcast at patreon.com/right and learn more at the righttoreason.com. Next week, T-Jump and Luke Larson will be debating objective morality between now and then. Remember, the youth have the right to reason.
or give me rhythm, or give me rhythm, or give me rhythm, or give me rhythm. Mr. Matt Jones, can I get a G when you get a C-A-A-N-C-E? My grandma and your grandma sitting by the fire. My grandma and your grandma, I'm gonna set your ass on fire. Talk about hey now,
hey now,
hey now. Ico, Ico, Ine. Jagimo, Fino, Anane. Jagimo, Finane. Let's go. Look at that man all dressed in green. Ico, Ico, Ine. He ain't a man, he's a loving machine. Jagimo, Finane. Talk about hey now,
hey now.
Ico, Ico, Ine. Jagimo, Fino, Anane. Jagimo, Finane. John Tullis. I bet you $5, his name is Fred. Jagimo Finande. Talk about hey now,
hey now.
Ico, Ico, Ine. Jagimo Fino, Anane. Jagimo, John Thomas. Matt Jones. Put your hands in the air. Talk about hey now. Ico, Ico, Ine. Jagimo Fino, Anane. Jagimo Finane. Talk about hey now,
hey now.
Ico, Ico, Ine. Jagimo Fino, Anane. Jagimo Finane. Talk about hey now,
hey now.
Ico, Ico, Ine. Jagimo Fino, Anane. Jagimo Finane. Jagimo Finane. Jagimo Finane. Everybody make a lot of noise for the birthday boy.